Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Here we go, Kelly.
Another
show, another day, another show.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun
one. We're so excited to dive in today. And thank you for everyone who's watching and listening and encouraging and giving us notes on people to interview for our show. We're having a ton of fun. And we want to keep it that way. We love just being very spontaneous and allowing these shows to just evolve with our extraordinary guests. And I got a pretty good feeling today is going to be surprising and spontaneous. We've got some amazing people today, and it's one of those shows that's going to be very interactive, mm-hmm. You know, like on every level, spiritual, physical. What do you think, Kelly?
You know, this would be one of the shows that could be really fun live. Right?
Yes.
Because this is going to be good. And we have two just outstanding guests, very curious women, souls of this world, who are entrepreneurs that are dialed in. And, you know, I just love playing with like-minded people. So we get to capture this on radio and have a fun time with it. So it's good. So, Brian, who do we have today?
Ooh, so we have Samantha Richards, we have Shanna, we've got, Samantha Richards, you are the founder, I believe, with Benjamin Mikey.
Milky.
I don't know if I pronounced that right. Milky?
Yeah.
I'm rubbing off on you, Brian.
I'm the one that slaughters everything. I lived in Germany for 2 years, so I should have gotten that a little better, but I practice. The founders of Lady and the Beard, and you also create, I love this quote, healing you whole from your hair to your soul. That is just so freaking sweet. So we're going to dive in. We're going to have some awesome conversations around, of course, your physical location and then all this work that you do in the spiritual realm and healing and all the different modalities that you mix into play to really provide an extraordinary place for people to not only look beautiful, feel amazing, but really impact people at every single level. What would you say, Kelly? Have you been there?
I have. It's like, Matt, I walked in and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. Okay, we've been talking way too much.
Did you start seeing in colors?
I did. And I've started to see scrubbing bubbles. So I'm going to add to you guys today. I don't know why we're seeing scrubbing bubbles, but that's something that's going
to clean the toilets, maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Just kidding.
That's right. So everybody, Samantha, you start and then Shannon, you go, and let's talk about Lady in the Beard. Let's talk about that, and then I want to know what you're curious about, and I should set up this mic differently because I'm trying to have this conversation with you. But we have, AM 950, just put a call out to Elizabeth Sullivan with Exploring Sovereignty. She just wanted to really, play with the studio. So I'm so excited about all these different things. So I'm trying to be here, but then I'm trying to see the guests. So sorry, guys, behind the scenes of a radio show. Got it. Okay. So who are you? What are you curious about? And what do our beautiful listeners need to know?
Well, I'm Samantha. I founded Lady in the Beard just about a year and a half ago now. With my partner, Benjamin, and I have been doing hair myself for almost 20 years, and
your hair does look amazing today. I just want to let you know,
right?
I'm like, bottle that. Oh, wait a sec. You know how to do that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. But I just kind of have always been a independent entrepreneur, very strong-willed. I'm kind of like Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec, if you've ever seen that. I can't chill, ever. But I finally was hit in 2019 with a hard lesson that opened my spiritual gifts. And
are you willing to jump into what that hard lesson was?
It was a very,
very hard.
Long story.
Okay.
Perfect. No, it's not hard anymore because I'm past that.
Yeah, beautiful.
Long story short, got into a relationship with somebody, didn't understand it, went to a medium in Salem, Massachusetts. And middle of summer, ghost town. And he was like, you know, you're a psychic, right? And I'm like, what? I've always been like super interested, obsessed with Sylvia Brown, read all of her books, would tape, you know, the Montel Williams show, but like never leaned into it because I just, my ego was so loud. And so this psychic, you know, was like, you have crazy abilities. And gave me a lot of resources and just kind of put me on my path, really. And so this whole one moment in the middle of July in Salem at this angel-themed shop in the middle of Witch Town, the guy who gave me the reading looked just like the manager. I totally judged him. Did not think he was a psychic. And he
that's awesome. That
and he, yeah, long story short, I was in tears just how absolutely accurate this guy was.
And you felt it, right?
I felt
it. You felt the message.
Yes. And so I just started reading and researching and learning, and I ended up reading a book that really resonated with me, and I got to the book, the back of it. I normally don't read about the authors, and it was by Echo.
Oh.
And I looked on her website, and her psychic development class began –
Like 2 days later?
Yeah, okay. A couple days. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I need to go to this.
Right.
And I was just absolutely shocked with how accurate my information became. And I just expanded and I expanded. And I...
Let's just do a really quick shout out to Echo Bodine.
Yes.
Who is this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful... soul in the Minneapolis market. That's where she lives, but she works with people all over the world.
Yep.
And she has a new center, and I think she's just this beautiful spirit to help people. Like, hey, I see you.
Brings people together.
Come on over here.
Yes.
You're magical. Let's play with that.
I wasn't really fully ready to do anything professionally because I still was working through my own healing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I recently became certified in becoming an Akashic Record reader through Amber Meyer. And I also took her angel healing course.
Who's amazing, by the way.
Yes.
Total friend of the
amazing.
Edge. Love it.
And when I got into the Akashic Records and just I was absolutely floored with just how intense my gifts are. And that's where I shine, is reading the Akashic Records.
So let me ask you this, just because you're trying to do this, but I know that there's thought bubbles of our audience going, what are the Akashic Records,
yes.
Right? Because for us, it's like, well, of course, you're reading the Akashic Records. But give a little insight of because it takes it takes skills and gifts and abilities to be able to authentically go in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And read someone's Akashic Records, please.
So long story short, the Akashic Records are an energetic recording of every single thing that's ever happened in the universe. It has all of the information of your soul, of just all the information of the universe, basically. It's the Google to your soul.
Yes, I love that.
It has all of the information to your past lives. It has all of the information of your soul. I like to call it an outline. Some people like to call it a contract, but we still have free will. So, you know, in our records, we have where, what, when, why, who we want to be, what we want to be, where we want to be, all the people that we want to interact with and create this intense, almost like nerve brain, you know, all of these things connect when people are like, oh, the world's a small place. No, it's not. You plan that. That's in your Akashic Records. I like to call it an outline because with free will, we can choose whether we want to learn the lesson that we have planned for ourselves or not. And if we don't take the opportunities we're given, we don't learn the lessons, the next time we reincarnate, we're going to have to go through the same things. So with understanding the Akashic Records, we can understand why this person's in our life, why this cycle keeps happening to us, why the same things kind of keep popping up. When you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going through the same thing again.
Like relationship patterns, for example.
Yep. Patterns with people, mm-hmm. Just situations you can get into. They just tend to loop and repeat. And some people don't understand it. And right. so it can have our purpose in there. It can have lessons that we need to learn, the reason why somebody is in their life, or what direction that they should be going in their life right. as well.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you for that little bit on the Akashic Records, because yeah. that's fantastic.
It gets really deep, but that's the
it
gist.
No, but you got a short version.
Yeah, short version. I like the Google for your soul. Yeah, like, I love that's that. Just that's yep. just fantastic.
Everyone can resonate with that yep. line, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, lady, you're next.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Shanna Maria. I am a born medium. I was born this way. I also have a near-death experiencer, and so I was born this way. I have developed and trained my psychic ability as well throughout the years. And then about 5-6 years ago now, my journey led me – I say my spiritual – my traditional healing journey led me into my spiritual healing journey, which led me into the work that I do today. But about 5-6 years ago, I really was guided towards more shamanic and Reiki. I have Reiki as well, but more the shamanic realms of things, and really connecting with my own lineage, which is Cherokee. And so that has just been such a blessing in my life, being able to connect all these pieces for me. So how I found myself, again, I was born as a medium, but I spent most of my life kind of squashing it, pretending like it didn't exist, when in fact that it did. But I came from a family that was very much like, what you're hearing, seeing is not happening. So I really kind of lived my life on trying to pretend like this didn't exist, which is not a good thing for someone that's born this way.
Right.
So fast forward throughout my life, I've always had experiences, connection with the other side. I've had two new near-death experiences in my life. And it wasn't for the second one that really kind of, I say, shake me to awake me, so to speak. And that was in 2010. I had some kind of medical emergency, and I actually ended up dying on the operating table. And from there, I say, came back bearing gifts. I came back feeling very different. Everything I spent my life squashing away, well, now it was wide open. So I came back knowing that, oh my gosh, I had a walk with God, and I remember that moment as if it was yesterday, and that was a really transitional, like, turning point for me. At that point in my life, I was in a marriage. I have three beautiful daughters, and be careful what you ask for. I had asked God, I need a sign. For me, I knew I was outgrowing this marriage, and, you know, things were moving along, and I needed a change. So I asked God for a sign. Next thing I know, I'm in the hospital having this experience. And from there, God showed me. He showed me. I was in the middle of a wild flower field, and there was a crossroad. And that there was a left, and God's in the middle, and he's showing me. He's like, you can either go to the left, to the life that you know, or you can go to the right, to the unknown. And when I woke up, I did not know what that message meant at that moment, but eventually I would learn. So from that moment, it took all the courage that I had for me to leave that marriage. And from there, that's when I met my first mentor, which is Vaughn. She's also psychic medium local to us. It's just amazing. Friends with Echo. It's all interconnected, right? and from there, I started my training for spiritual development and my mediumship. And that just transcended everything. For me, I felt like that was a missing piece of my life. Backing up, I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And so for me, again, I started off with traditional healing. And then it was actually, thanks to my therapist, actually opened my eyes up to spiritual healing. And at the time, I didn't really, you know what that meant. But I followed that, and I followed my guidance to that. And this was the missing piece of my life. Not only am I, you know, I have the trauma part, but I really was seeking true soul healing. So I started this journey for myself. I never knew in a million years it would lead me into the healing work that I do today. And connecting with the right people like Samantha. And this is where Samantha and I really connect to, is that healing trauma part.
Yeah.
And that's the short version.
Oh, no, I know. I right? kind of thought. I was just like, oh. I mean, I would love to.
That was actually perfectly well timed.
Yeah, you can't make that.
I mean, the first time Kelly and I had sat down to talk we talked for like, what, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, let's just block off like an hour and like a meet and greet. And we're just like, just into it.
So much goodness.
We kind of got into a time warp.
It was fun.
But it was like, it was like, oh, hello, old friends. Yes. Nice to see you, right?
Yes. That was my first conversation with Echo, too. I'll never forget it. We were like, quick hello. Everyone keeps telling us to meet. 5 hours later, we were like, can we book out half the day tomorrow to chat as well?
Yes.
I got it. You guys, we are with Samantha Richards and Shanna Maria, ladyandthebeard.com. We just kind of scratched the surface. Segment 2 is going to be really fun. We will be right back. Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey that leads you to your heart's deepest knowing? Soul Tunings is the key to unlocking your inner wisdom, empowering you to awaken to your soul's purpose. In this powerful series of 3 remote sessions, you will learn to drop into your heart's knowing and uncover the blueprint of who you truly are, embrace your uniqueness and find your voice separate from fear and doubt, and tune into your inner wisdom regardless of life's challenges. Prepare for greater creativity, freedom, and joy in your life. Licensed professional clinical counselor and founder Emily Fossum is your guide to uncovering your inner wisdom and embracing your uniqueness. Your voice is your power. Through Soul Tunings, you'll discover the art of designing your life and becoming attuned to your authentic self. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine as your greatest gift to the world. Discover more at soultunings.com. That's soultunings.com. Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality mushroom products like gummies, tinctures, supplements, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selections at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with mushrooms. Ooh. You guys, we are back. Brian, any thoughts before we launch in?
Oh man, here we go. There's a lot of energy. You know, it's really, these types of shows are always, We hope that they're really inviting to people listening, like maybe purely in a, that's a little interesting. Like I haven't quite heard anything like that. And we really strive to create an environment where maybe it doesn't all make sense, but there's something there. There's something that someone says, like, for example, Samantha says, you know, that the Google of your soul, and it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I want to learn more about that. And that takes you into her salon or gets you to their website. So I'm excited to continue on. I know we've got some, we talked about some exciting things we're going to do on this show.
Yes, absolutely. So Lady in the Beard, and I love, again, we're going to say it again, healing you whole from your hair to your soul. So you created this beautiful sacred space, and it's very your vibe. Like, yeah. Right? You walk in.
Totally.
And it's an experience. It's you.
It's
you
not can, cookie cutter.
No, it's not cookie cutter, right?
I love that. It's an experience.
It's an experience. Totally, like, is. Right? It's like you almost need to, like, hand out tickets, like, when people walk in. They're just like, okay, get ready. It's not going to be a roller coaster, but it could be. Like, yeah. Hey, rock on. And what's the address for
it's,
people to know?
5200 47th Avenue in South Minneapolis. And we're right by Minnehaha Falls.
You are. You're yep. like a hop, skip, and a jump from yeah. Minnehaha
literally
Falls.
Literally from the historic.
The like light rail goes in front of the front windows, and we're just so close to that water and that like energy down there. So it's right by the VA, right by the airport, right by the falls.
I used to manufacture and sell medical equipment, so I know every town by the hospital. So I was the first thing I thought
oh
about.
Bet.
Most people are like VA,
the VA.
Like the I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're right by the VA.
Yep.
Oh yeah, right.
Yep.
Oh, we could do a show on that. Okay, so you guys come together. You have this beautiful sacred space. So tell us about you guys bringing your different gifts and abilities and how you harmonize. Because I see you harmonizing, yeah. And it's beautiful because you're like-minded, you have respect, you yin and you yang together,
really
which
do.
Is beautiful. And you might be on a roll. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of leading into it. Yeah. I can feel that like in a reading, in a session, in a collaboration, you might be on a roll, but you hold space for her to just let it flow.
Yes.
And there's no ego there.
Yes.
So it's like this, and
the
you might say strawberries, and you might be like jam, and they're like, oh my gosh, right? So it's like this beautiful collaboration.
Here's another long story short. I owned a salon about 10 years ago down on Eat Street. And Shanna and her great friend from her childhood, Gigi,
yeah.
came in and they were utilizing my space to hold kind
wine
of like
wisdom.
A wine and wisdom, like
yes.
a meeting for women.
Yeah.
Come forward now, me and Benjamin opened Lady in the Beard. I'm the lady. He's the beard.
And he has a very impressive beard,
yeah.
everybody. Like, Brian's is impressive, but Benjamin's is next level impressive.
That's great. Opening originally Lady in the Beard, we have a space in the basement to be able to hold community events. We have classes weekly. We have the Starseed Collective, which we can touch on a little bit later. But we have workshops. We want to be able to have building community in that space. So I opened the salon, which was basically handed to me because this is the right place I need to be, right?
Right.
And it has everything I'm looking for. The landlord is like, you're perfect for the space. Come on in. It was just so easy. So I contact Gigi, who has been my client this whole time for about 12 years now. And I'm like, hey, do you want to host that Wine and Wisdom thing again in the basement? And so she brings in Shanna again. And you know,
But fast forward, when I originally met this young lady, I had asked Gigi, I said, she's gifted. Does she realize she's gifted? And she's like, I don't think so.
And me, I'm like,
so
no.
Now to,
I do hair.
Yeah. Right? And so now to fast forward all these years, I'm just like, yes, yes, yes.
And her and Gigi came in to see the space to potentially use for this Wine and Wisdom thing again.
Yeah.
And me
yeah.
and Shanna just were like, oh my gosh, we need to talk more.
And we talked for hours.
And now it's totally like this new partnership
yeah.
that we're hosting these events together. We're doing psychic gallery readings together. We're, you know, we're both mediums. We're both clairvoyant. I'm a very strong clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with my Akashic Records, we're coming together, being able to offer readings to, you know, large galleries, but also privately individual. And we have, it's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
We're totally different, but then we come together and it all makes sense.
Yeah.
For our clients.
And so you're kind of teeing up something I did ask pre-show, is if you'd be willing to check in on our beautiful co-host, Mr. Brian Mariani. And as we were having tremendous IT issues, my camera didn't want to work, even though like it should. And this, I watched these beautiful ladies just start sketching and drawing and writing all this down that I'm so curious, even though I'm just like, I can't wait to do it. So we have 10 minutes to this segment. I think this would be a beautiful, since you guys are ready, and I feel the room's like definitely ready, and so is Brian. Brian's all like,
ooh. He's super excited.
Yeah, he's super excited. He loves this stuff, right? And I just invite you to take this time and take this space and this platform to give our audience a little bit of not only insight to Mr. Brian, because we all want that, but into your gifts and abilities and your process, because they might be curious and this might be able to get them in that safe space to reach out to you and find out more. So, ladies, the floor is yours.
I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, you want to? Okay.
So the first thing I immediately got was that, Brian, you're very logical and you're always really, really curious, but you have a really strong interest in, like, I got that you're very interested in the paranormal. Like, I feel like you may have had, like, an experience when you were a kid. That you were like, you know,
that make you curious, a seeker.
That kind of like started things off. But like I got this insanely strong vision, the first thing. And I'm wondering if it's a dream that you've had or it could potentially have been from a past life. But I saw you from your eyes watching a little girl playing hopscotch. But it was like very kind of blurry, like almost like it was a vision. And this little girl had kind of like, she was maybe like six or so, playing hopscotch. And she had kind of like hair down past her shoulders and it's kind of blowing in the wind. But I feel like you were a protector of this girl. And so I'm almost feeling like this was a past life. And I'm trying to, but it definitely was like a dream sequence and it was so strong. And I'm still trying to get a little bit of information of it, but, then the color green popped up and that's like the heart chakra and having a lot of like love for this vision. And that's where I'm getting like the protector from too. And then I'm going to let Shanna go in a second.
Oh, sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I was trying to do something. It didn't work. Hello. Well, there's a message there.
Yeah. But the other thing I also got was that, I saw you in like a fishing competition and like competing, but then I was reminded to tell you that you need to like ease up on being competitive with other people and that you have to relax a lot more. So those are the most important things I got.
I have no comment on that.
Okay. I just to let everyone know why she was doing that. I was trying to get something so Brian could see you guys and you could see Brian. Oh. And I screwed that up.
Oops.
So I apologize.
Okay.
I can see them, Kelly.
Sweet. Okay. I'm all like trying to be like this great little this and I'm screwing it up. Okay.
So before I came, so my drive here, I was starting to get a bit of a migraine. My right temple, frontal lobe. There's just pressure there. I don't know if that resonates with anything. But as when you said his name, too, again, just a little bit ago, I felt that pressure in my head again. So I don't know if that's, you know, related to him or someone else, but it's just this pressure when you say his name. So I don't know if you know anyone or even yourself had a head trauma at some point or know someone who had head trauma or maybe even suffered from migraines.
You said it was on the right side, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Right temple, yeah. Front lobe area.
I've had a couple surgeries on the right side of basically like ear to nose area.
Okay. So, oh, wow. Thank you for sharing that. Well, that's where that's coming from. It's
quite intense, but yeah, okay. Thank you. I also got, too, that you're a very intuitive person yourself. You can read people very easily. I feel like you've always had these abilities yourself. But highly sensitive person, you know, empathic, goal-oriented. I feel like you're very confident, but you're not arrogant. You're a very confident person. I also picked up very much a protector. A protector type.
I think I wrote protection down like 3 times.
Yeah. a very kind, likable, charismatic person. Family is really important to you. Your friends are really important to you. You're a very likable, lovable guy. I just feel like you just, when you walk into a room, you just have this presence. Like you're a light. You're a light when you walk in the room. You'll definitely notice. I also picked up, too, like Samantha did, but this curiosity about paranormal. I also picked up, I don't know if you had an experience when you were younger, maybe as a child at home, or you had some kind of paranormal experience that's always kind of stayed with you. So I kept just kind of feeling like you're a seeker of the unknown. You're very curious about, you know, the spirit world, the spirit realms.
Does he have a lot of galactic guides?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, that's what I'm picking up on. Yeah. This is not about me. I just saw you two doing that, and I kind of wanted to bridge it.
Right? I was like, I love it. This
is I have a deck. Sometimes I bring it out, and they're past life oracle.
Oh.
Galactic. Yeah. It was the first card that popped out.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Atlantis.
Oh, there you go.
And then Rider.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Brian. Cheers. Cheers, everybody. Can't make this stuff up.
And I also picked up a lot of angel energy around. Like, you are surrounded by angels, and I pick up about 6. Between guides and angel guides, I picked up about 6 around you. Very light. Again, you're surrounded by angels. When you had your head trauma, did you have a bit of a near-death experience yourself?
Basically, you could call it I was one of those people who just, at the beginning stages of my life believed that all I had to do was work harder than everybody else. And that was my path to success. Mm-hmm. And because of that, literally, you know, had a couple, things happen that needed surgeries on multiple parts of my body where if I had kept going, I would have, you know, died in my 20s essentially. So yeah, you could call it that.
yep. And I feel like from those experiences almost opened you up. When we have these type of experiences, any kind of trauma like that, it really opens our spiritual gifts up in so many ways, whether that's intuition, empathic, whether that's your medium, you know. It's like some of us, maybe we're born, like myself was born this way, but it really didn't come active until later in life. So...
We all have the ability to be psychic. Mm-hmm. And we all have the ability to tap into all of this. Mm-hmm. It is a matter of how can we turn off our ego enough to listen to it. Yeah. So
do we want to sharpen it?
Yeah.
Like some people are intuitive in business. Some people are intuitive in being doctors. Mm-hmm. Or it's you look into your toolbox this time around and go, which tools do I want to sharpen? And I might have gifts and abilities. You might have gifts and abilities. Brian has. I mean, so it's. I get. It's just that. Where do you want to lean in?
Exactly. And do you want to open these doors?
Right.
It's not for everyone.
A lot of people are scared, and sometimes people actually bring that fear from past lives.
Yeah.
Of something like the trauma from being persecuted as.
I just saw a bunch of burned at the stake. Yep. I think all of us have been had that happen
and
one
just
time.
Just religiously, like, you, this is not okay. This is not okay.
Right.
A lot of people bring past life trauma from religion.
Yeah,
into,
religion is a big one.
Their life mm-hmm. that we don't even, you know, realize.
And then you can have the religion in this life, and then it probably gets re-triggered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and programming, it just, right?
Right.
It's like when we can get on the other side, there's, what we weren't permitted to believe is the benefits, especially like healing and the benefits of having these spiritual gifts. It's not all evil. It's not all dark, you know, witchcraft, stuff like that. I work in God's light. I always have.
Yes.
And you know, I'm glad I know this now, because by being educated on this and really stepping on the other side of fear, you know, and that programming was one of the best gifts to myself, because then I was really being able to understand better myself and how this works for me, right, and realize I'm not crazy. I'm spiritually gifted, you know, and a lot of us are.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, you guys, that's segment two. I have a feeling that we're going to flow all of this into segment three and have some fun with it. Okay, we are the Being Curious Show. I'm Kelly, that's Brian. Today we're with Samantha Richards and Shanna Maria, and they are with Lady and the Beard and Transcendent Soul Healing. We will be right back. Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey that leads you to your heart's deepest knowing? Soul Tunings is the key to unlocking your inner wisdom, empowering you to awaken to your soul's purpose. In this powerful series of three remote sessions, you will learn to drop into your heart's knowing and uncover the blueprint of who you truly are, embrace your uniqueness and find your voice separate from fear and doubt, and tune into your inner wisdom regardless of life's challenges. Prepare for greater creativity, freedom, and joy in your life. Licensed professional clinical counselor and founder Emily Fossum is your guide to uncovering your inner wisdom and embracing your uniqueness. Your voice is your power. Through Soul Tunings, you'll discover the art of designing your life and becoming attuned to your authentic self. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine as your greatest gift to the world. Discover more at soultunings.com. That's soultunings.com. Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality mushroom products like gummies, tinctures, supplements, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selections at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with mushrooms.
Okay, welcome back. This is segment three. We are here with our extraordinary, awesome, amazing guests. And this, you know, shows like this are an extra honor for me, because I was someone who really shut out of my entire life anything like this for, let's say, you know, 28 years. And it left me feeling very disconnected, very unsure, confused, scared. And I think at worst, it made me feel like I only had one option in my life, and that option I didn't like. And because of some very intense and scary situations, it allowed me to hear that voice inside me that had always been there talking that I just ignored. And it gave me pause to listen in a bit more. And it gave me this moment in time to just have a moment of courage to step in a different direction that opened up an entire world of possibility for my life.
Absolutely.
And then the right people just started showing up, like Echo Bodine and Catherine Taylor and mm-hmm. Kelly, one of my best friends in the whole world there. So it's, I hope that people that are listening, are experiencing a real authentic, showcase that this is possible for anyone, and that I've never met these two amazing women before in my life. And they are tuning into things that are very real, and I'm authentically responding. And, I can say very authentically that, if I had decided to stay numb to my real life, it would have been a pretty boring existence, however long it was. And that opening allowed me to meet amazing people like this. And my wish is that people listen to this show and other shows like this that we've done and go, okay, I'll take a little step. I'll take, an opening. I'll open my heart and mind and soul to some different opportunities than I've maybe given myself access to before. So just wanted to open up this segment to say that.
No, thank you so much.
I love that. Thank you so much for saying that. That resonates so much with me, your story, and thank you for that. Really. I think that can resonate with a lot of us. I felt that same way. This was the missing piece of my life that made me feel whole again.
Okay. You have something coming in, and so do you.
I know. We're.
I know. You guys are both like, can you see it?
The one thing that really is the biggest thing that we and I and me and Shannon have come together is you can talk in therapy about stuff for 100 years mm-hmm. and you're never going to scratch the surface of what your real problem is. So, and sometimes it takes those moments where it's like, I have one option, or you just think you're at the end of your rope. Or you just don't even know. These scary things, like opening yourself up to trying something new, it can be life altering, and it puts you on that path of like being in alignment. The people that you need will come to you. The things that you need will just come to you so easily if you just open yourself up to accepting those things. But it is sad that sometimes people are not evolved enough in their soul to even have that brain bubble. But the healing of the trauma that we carry in our life now and things that we have carried, it's so profound.
Well, and it has this mm-hmm. ripple effect throughout not only your life, but your friends and family life.
Absolutely.
I was with a client, I'll do this one very quickly, who she wanted some professional advice. And I think her kids were going off to college, and we were having this normal session with Kelly, but I don't know if there's any normal sessions, right?
totally.
No.
And we're talking, and I just had this huge lightning bolt come in on me. And I was like, I can't, no, I'm not going there today. And we're like 5 minutes into our session. And then I just burst out into, tell me about the abortion that you had in college. Wow. And we were talking about like her kids going to college and her professional.
Yeah.
And she started to cry and open up, and she didn't forgive us. And it was this, but we did all of this beautiful healing
yes.
on just And she was a helicopter mom because she had this loss, but she didn't deal with this loss. And I'm not going to spend too much time on this 3-hour session that I had. But it was so cleansing. And you could just watch her lift and lift and lift. And she's like, this is not what I came here for. And I'm like, yeah.
It usually isn't. That's what spirit needed to tell you.
Right? Yeah, and
this is what you need.
And I pushed it back. I was like, I'm not going there. Like, we just met. Like, I'm not going there. And it just kept hitting me and hitting me. We just unpacked it. And she just was like, oh, well, that's tied to that, and that's tied to that, and that's tied to that. And I'm like,
yes.
So we need to go back and, like, we're going to give compassion and forgive yourself to that 18-year-old girl that had this happen. And then bringing in the soul of the child. I mean, so it was just so amazing. So I can just see you guys together. And then you really specializing in trauma. And trauma is so rampant. And we as a society and a world push it down. Why do you think we're having all these gut issues, everybody? Hello.
And I think with COVID, too, has really, you know, put a light on that so much. So
we are trying to stay away from a lot of surface level readings. Like, is this my soulmate? No, it's not.
Am I going to be successful? Am I going to make $1 million?
Am I going to find the love of my life?
I am also finding that I'm a channeler. And when sometimes we give readings and I am channeling, I'm like, are you ready? Because some words are going to come out of my mouth that you're not going to like.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, I'm ready. And then they're like, nope, I wasn't.
Maybe I wasn't. That's why I asked Brian before.
A lot of times it's like, to be honest, you're the problem. Mm. And that's not a bad thing. Oh. But when we acknowledge the trauma and we acknowledge the things that we're doing, that's where true healing can come from.
Absolutely.
Too. And it's so much deeper than just talk healing with like therapists. We we get so much deeper as psychics and mediums and
in like no time at all. I mean,
right? And that was for me. I had no idea because I spent many, and traditional therapy is the way to start. It's the way to go.
It gives you tools.
Yes, it gives you tools that, you know, brings awareness of what you need. But there comes a point in healing that I needed more and that you need more. And this is where, you know, we step in.
And I invite a lot of even my personal clients and they are working with someone. I'm like, great. I'm going to complement and amplify anything that you're doing.
Yeah.
And I get really excited when someone will come back to me and say, my therapist is so excited that I'm here today.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes.
You know, and what's cool, like, throughout the years now, I've been doing this for about, I think about 8 years or around there. And a lot of my clients are professionals in the field. Mm-hmm. They're therapists themselves. They, like, we take what we've learned from you and we apply that to our clients. And it's just amazing. So that in itself is such a gift. I feel honored for that.
I love that. I feel like it's integrating a little bit.
It really is.
I got a contact from a doctorate, psychologist.
Yeah.
And she's like, can I pick your brain? And I'm like, let's go.
Let's go.
And she was like, wow, everything you said is like, it resonates with me, but like nothing I was taught.
Yep. This ain't just book stuff.
No, this is not.
There's so much more.
So you guys also have 2 full pages. Is there anything before we start talking about more of what you're doing now, what's going on in the summer and fall with your classes, all the services of your salon? Is there anything that, because I feel like we need to kind of wrap up Brian a little bit with a bow.
Yeah, it could get deeper, but maybe we can save that for later. But
I know. I have one more, but we'll save it.
Are you sure?
Well, okay, there's a sandy blonde woman. Young woman, maybe later 20s, early 30s.
You should see his eyes.
Okay, so sandy blonde hair. I see a white flowy dress. I don't know. I just got a vision of them on a beach, and they were traveling somewhere. They were near an ocean. It was an ocean vision, but it was a happy and loving, just a beautiful vision that I had, but the sandy blonde hair woman. And I don't know if there was a loss connected with that or what, but I keep picking up this blonde woman that was wearing this flow. I don't know if this was
Brian's
like,
let's give her more because it's kind of like
has known me for a long time. And so you described exactly the woman I'm with right now. And she's the woman that I have been looking for and knowing was going to happen for me my whole life.
What's her name?
And
Chills.
Rosemary.
Okay.
Rosemary.
And she is like, if you saw a picture of her, we literally went to a festival over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a long, flowy white dress. It was very close to the beach. She's from a beach town. And she absolutely has sandy blonde hair.
Oh, that's lovely. And they kept saying she put a flower. Either you or she put a flower, you know, behind her ear.
I have put a flower in her ear before, yes.
That's awesome.
So is there any insight about this? Are you supposed to just – is this just a an acknowledgement or is there a message around it?
Okay. Is this your confirmation?
Like, And you're right. I feel like this is like the love of your life. Like this is a deeper love. Yeah, good.
When you picked up on a woman, I also picked up on a woman, and I got the name Wendy. But I was very, like, back in, like, I'm seeing, like, big old 80s hair.
Okay. Like,
big.
Catherine curly. Taylor.
But I got the name Wendy.
Okay.
But
it's okay.
I didn't get any more than that.
No, they're just. We'll
got
just
distracted.
No, but you can also.
Confirmation, Brian.
And watch Brian in 2 days meet someone with 80s hair that's like, hi, I'm Wendy. I'm going to be a new client of yours. And he's going to be like, oh my gosh.
I've
like,
been waiting.
Oh my gosh. Hold on.
Hold on. Here we go. See, I told you.
Oh my gosh. Actually, okay. I can't say this on the air, but just know that that yes. I just realized who that is.
That's awesome. Okay.
That happens
and
a lot
Kelly,
when you do readings.
Kelly, you put the bow on it.
I try. This isn't about me. I'm
Gosh,
just watching it.
We can go
it.
So much deeper with this. Like, another time.
Patrick, anything that you want to add?
What you were picking up on, Shanna, is that, like, so something that I want to just kind of say from someone who doesn't have these amazing gifts and talents that you guys have at the level that you have is that, when you're listening, like when I was listening to what Shanna said, some things are just so spot on that you just can't ignore them. Mm-hmm. But she also said this word loss, and I want to tell everyone how that was received by me. And what I received was I now experience life with a huge loss of fear and stress and anxiety because I have found this woman. So I just want to say that, like, you know, don't pick up everything verbatim. That's not how this is meant to be.
Right.
Some things will be like sandy colored blonde hair is just, you can't ignore that kind of detail. But the loss was something for me to take in and put into my experience of life. And it was absolutely spot on.
But another thing with Wendy, it could have been Brian just read Peter Pan with da 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 da. I mean, there's
totally.
All, and I want everyone to know that we all get different gifts in a. Oh, hi, Brian's.
Literally, I got an email from someone named Wendy yesterday, so like it's also right there.
Or it's like there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Because I think a lot of clients will come in and they just spend that couple moments of like prove it.
Yes.
And it's we see it in different senses, gifts, abilities, and all of that.
Sometimes I kind of like scaring people.
Yeah, that's even better.
But I'm like, I'm not, you know, I don't know when it gets
just taking in the experience we just had. And my mind wasn't ready to receive another amazing thing. And then Kelly, you talked it through a second. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. We have 2 minutes left.
Oh, no.
Okay, I know. This is I tell people that it's a beautiful show and it goes so fast. Tell us more about people that say they're getting their hair done right now. How do we get people to you? They're getting their hair done right now and they're kind of like, they want to go deeper. They're loving what they're feeling and the experience of Lady in the Beard.
The most important thing that we want to talk about is the Starseed Collective.
Beautiful. Go for it.
It is a open space. It's free. It's a meeting that we have at the salon. This is a good place to start.
Safe.
It is a safe space for anybody that's interested in this that might not have support in their lives at home. They're interested in it, but they don't have anybody they can talk to. We have a meetup. It's about every other Wednesday, and it's free, and it's a place to meet like-minded people. It's a safe space to... I have this feeling, I have this thought, I think I might be connected to this or whatever, but they just don't have that support in their life. They might feel judged. You know, I hear that a lot from my clients that sit in my chair. They're like, oh my gosh, everything that you're talking about, I'm so like, I feel like I resonate with it or whatever. It makes me feel a certain way. But if I told my partner, they would think I was crazy. So it's a safe space, just building community and bringing people together.
So go to the salon.
Go to the salon.
Get in there.
Go to the salon.
Come. Lady in the Beard. We'll have all the information.
On our website, we have all of the events. We have all of our classes, workshops. And we've been planting the seeds. We're still a little new. We planted the seeds. We've gotten some growth. And now we're ready for everybody to find us and just have a safe space to explore.
And I just keep getting everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
That came at the beginning of the show, and it's like, everybody's welcome. Okay, you guys, Samantha Richards, Shanna Maria, ladyandthebeard.com. And that's where we can find out about your services, your offerings, your classes, because you've got oh my gosh, I'm on the edge calendar, and you're like,
you guys
are a lot going on. And it's this beautiful experience. It's safe. It's sacred. Please, I invite all of these listeners to please check us out. Ladies, here, there, and everywhere, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. On behalf of Brian, this is Kelly, the Being Curious Show. You guys, we are on all the podcast platforms. We are growing. We are part of Sunday Shine with AM 950. And you guys, we are magical. Till next time. Thank you.
Thank you.